like to get past the sugya, but still have a number of loose ends tie up and to cover as much of it as possible. The first thing I'd like to do is just address the issue that I brought up last Thursday. The issue of the situation where you had a Tahara which sort of created a cycle which was impossible, which had no stop to get off. The cycle that Yezer that I mentioned last week. But rather than to go through the whole lumdis of it, let's just speak out in our Sameach. In the beginning of Hilchos Kavos U'Ma'aseh, who deals with the general question of what do you do when you have such a thing? I mean, this is found in far in many places, especially the Mishnah Sinah to do this, to create things that confuse you and that create some type of cycle that doesn't work. And I think there's a Mishnah Sinah right in the beginning, which was days. It talks about someone who does a bris on Shabbos when he's not supposed to. If you have a 10-day-old baby and a 9-day-old baby, it's not a bris bezmana. You do a bris on Shabbos, so are you allowed to do a bris on Shabbos? So no, only bezmana, only an 8-day-old baby, right? An 8-day-old baby has a bris on Shabbos. A baby that's shleib bezmana, you don't do a bris on Shabbos. What happens if somebody went and he made a bris on Shabbos on a baby that shleib bezmana, a 9-day-old baby? The Mishnah Sinah says like this. He says, let's see. The rule, kol milsa da amar achmona leisavid, yavid leimahani, which means, kol milsa, anything, da amar achmona leisavid, which the Torah says not to do, yavid leimahani, if you do it, it doesn't help. What does that mean? If you do a bris on Shabbos and it's not a good bris, so what do you do later? Then you don't do a tapas dam bris. So you can't cut the arlo off again, the arlo is cut off. But if you hope it's not a good bris, so then on Sunday you'll have to do a new Hatzafas Dambris. The Mishnah Sinah says one thing. You're going to have to do a new Hatzafas Dambris on Sunday. It comes out that what you did on Shabbos was a Mekalkel. Because it's a Mekalkel to do a bris on a baby. If you do it on Sunday, it's not just to do one cut. If you do it on Shabbos, you have to do a cut which still needs a Hatzafas Dambris. That's mekalkel. You're doing a malacha which is destructive. Any malacha that's a mekalkel is not a malacha d'oraisa. It's a general rule. Generally, a malacha, if you're mekalkel, in a malacha, if someone goes and burns down someone's house, he's either only in it to draw bottom. You know, it's magic, but as far as Shabbos is concerned, he's only out of it to draw bottom. He's a mekalkel. He's doing something destructive. So if that's true, so were you over in Issa Daraisa to bris on Shabbos? Follow? Did you do a malacha on Shabbos? Normally a bris mila is the malacha of chabura. The malacha is the tot of shechita. Normally you do a bris on Shabbos when you're not allowed to. It's a malacha Daraisa of chabura. You make the chabura in a way that's a tikkun. Now, if you do it on Shabbos and you need a new atafas on bris Sunday, comes out you're a makalka. If you're a Makalkel, did you do Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos?
No.
If you didn't do Malacha Daraisa when you did the bris, you need a new Atafas Dam bris on Sunday?
No.
Because we don't say Kol Mitzvah Dam Rachmona Leisavid Yavid Leimahani, only if you did a Malacha Daraisa. So if you did a Malacha Darabana, you don't need a new Atafas Dam bris on Sunday. If you don't need a new Atafas Dam bris on Sunday, well, you'll miss Sakin or Makalkel on Shabbos.
So then
you're sacking. If you're a sacking, then you have a deraisa. We should say again, Kamo to Dhamma Rahmanu Isad is Yahweh by Mahani. And it's not a good bris. And then you shouldn't need a new Atavasan. So if you follow, just keeps on going. If you do need a new Atavasan bris, then you're a Makalkel. And this type of cycle just keeps on going. There are many such creatures in the Silpul of Tayyar. Yes. So what do you do in such a situation? So the Arsa Meach has a rule. What do you do in the time? This Arsa Meach, Rambam used to speak out very often in his Pesach Shmuz and Radical Pesach. The Arsa Meach creates yet a new cycle. A very simple one, very simple. The Rambam, which I already mentioned to you in the past, says, Kona chametz to Pesach like. If you buy chametz on Pesach, you get malchus. I mean, you go into a guy, someone goes into a geisha store and he purchases a loaf of bread, so he gets malchus. He's been geiver on the Issa Deiraisa. There's a rule that something that has no value, we're going to have this later, something that has zero value, it's not shy to make a kinyan on it. You can't be kind of something, you can't take ownership of something that has zero value at all. So it means that when the yid buys the chametz, so as soon as he gets the chametz, it's worth nothing. So he can't be kind of it. Now, if he can't be kind of it, then it comes down, it's still the guy's chametz. A guy's chametz, does it have value? Yes. Guy's allowed to eat his chametz. If it's a guy's chametz, then it has value. But then, he could be makna to the yid. So the yid could be kainit. But as soon as the yid's kainit, it becomes valueless. So the kinyan shouldn't be a good kinyan. So whatever you say, you're going to be stuck. You can't say it is a good kinyan, because how could it be a good kinyan? As soon as the yid gets it, it's worth nothing. You say, it's worth nothing, and he's not kainit. But if he's not kainit, then it's worth something. Because then it's still a guy's kainit. So if the guy's kainit, he is kainit. But if he is kinder, then again it's worth nothing. It's a very simple a simple situation where you lose either way. So the Arsameach says a rule, and the way Rambam would express it, he says, Ein hamitzaydeh yachal levatel et hasiva. Ein hamitzaydeh, mitzaydeh means result. Ein hamitzaydeh yachal levatel et hasiva. The result cannot be levatel, cannot destroy its own cause. Ain't on the side of yachal levatel asatibah, which means you have chametz that's in the store, it's worth money. The yid goes in and he buys it. He buys it. The mistake of buying it is it becomes worth nothing. That result can't destroy the purchase. It's a result of the purchase. When you buy something, it then becomes worth nothing. But the result can't be mevatel the cause. In other words, you go to say this. And as soon as it makes no sense, you stop. As soon as the cycle starts, you have to stop. So the first thing is, it's worth money. It's in the guy's store. You buy it. It becomes worth nothing after you buy it. That result can't be mevatel the previous siva, which is the buying. Ain't on the side of yachal levatel the siva. If you think about it, you'll see it's very logical. And that's the klal. In the case of the bris mila, someone does a bris, he's in the stocking. He's doing malacha deraisa. They need a new atavasam bris on Sunday. Now you're going to come and say, wait, once you need a new atavasam bris, it becomes a makafel. So, ein hamisaydei yachal levatel the siva. The result can't be levatel the cause. You did malacha shas. As a result of that malacha, you need a new atavasam bris on Sunday. Just saying, now you should go back and say Shabbos. No, ain't I'm excited? The upper levatel of the people. When you go in order, the result can't be levatel of the previous cause. And that's a klal gadol for any such situation. We have something that goes in a cycle that it's not that's where you stop. That's where you get off. You get off as soon as you can. You're in a cycle that makes no sense. You get off as soon as you can. That's the rule. As soon as it starts to make no sense, that's the yisah. So, if you are sending out a cloud, and you plug it in, you'll see it fits into what we discussed on Thursday. I won't go through it again, but the Kaitai Klal of Yadech, I think, is something that comes up very, very often in learning. And it's a good cloud to know. It's right in the beginning. The Arsameach is Perik Aleph, Pasuk Hamizumata. It's one paragraph. It's not the first Arsameach in Perek Aleph, maybe the second or third, but it's the one paragraph piece of Kanochamitz. Okay, So we have in our sugya, in order to go vayta, we just have to have klar, the dinim of a pekadin. We went through the four machleitzim last week, which I certainly hope everybody who's here has on their fingertips, the four different machleitzim we had regarding the pekadin. And we have to discuss, as much as time allows, we're trying to discuss some of the. Let's go with the one. What was the first machleikus? First machleikus was what type of Kabbalah? Is Kabbalah Sachrayis Shemichina, or is Kabbalah Sachrayis Shemitzah? Which, what is the definition of Kabbalah Sachrayis? In other words, if you agree to be a Shemitz Sachar, everybody agrees, Avada, your item by your own master. The Shaila is, if you only agree to be a Shemer Chinam, what's the din in that case? In such a case, is that considered accepting to be a Shemer Chinam, is that considered enough that you're Ibrahim by your own master? So the Rambam, we said, holds you have to be a Shemer Sacha. The Rush holds even a Shemer Chinam. What's the Rosh's Raya? So his Raya is from the Lashon of the Gemara. I'm sorry, I make you look ahead, but the two dots on Vav and Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. It says, Nachish Nifla Teresh Yisrael will be taken by other in Zafik Levar. If Kidai Esla is Zafik Levar. So the Gemara says, Sama, if Kidai Esla. He put it down in his house. Say, if Kidai Esla, you put it down in his house, is why. They didn't make up the Feirish, I'm going to be chayiv to pay. He just put it down quietly, and then he came into his house and said, will you watch this? And he said, yes, and he put it down. And being that he put it down, there's a chiyav acharas. Why sit in such a case? What type of shemer are you? Someone comes into your house, he doesn't talk to you, Dinei Tyra. He just says, comes over to you and says, do me a favor, watch my pen for me. So what type of shemer are you? Shemer chiyav. Son, it's kidav yezah shemer chiyav. Dr. Rush, this is a raya. The Gemara is talking Hizkida Yetzvay Stama. In any case of Hizkida Yetzvay Stama, it's Shemachinam, and the Neila, your Chayyat Tithiyah, even by your Rai, even if you're a Shemachinam. Very simple raya. Rush is a Simon Vav. Shagat Aryeh has very strong complaints against this Rush. Says the Rosh missed the bubble. The Rosh missed a very basic idea. It is a miut. The Parsha of Shemrim, it says Re'echa. And that's the Mayat of Goy. There's no hook of Shemrim by Goy. If a Goy gives you something to watch, you are no Dine Shemrim. You watch it. But if something happens to it, you don't have to pay. There's no Parsha of Shemrim Chinam and not Shemrim Tzapa by Goy. I hope. Parsha, I mentioned to you that Feinodim Lachazayra and Mitzvahs in general apply between Yitzhak. So the Shagat Aryeh says that it can't mean like the Rosh says, you just put it down. It can't mean that. You just put it down. Just putting it down, that's not adequate. It must mean that he was Mekabal Achrayis B'Feirish. And if it's thought he was Mekabal Achrayis B'Feirish, so it could be Shemachinim, it could be Shemachinim, the Raya is both. The whole Raya of the Rosh is. But the Rosh learned his Kidai Esvay. Means you stop, put it down, and just putting something down is enough of it to be Mechayiv you. So just putting something down, that's Shemachim. The Shagat Aryeh says, it's not true. It's not true. It's not talking that he stopped, put it down. Stop putting down, you put the Lagabri. If God gives you something to watch, and you don't make up anything, you always put. It must be talking that you were Mefarish Mekabal Achrayis. The Hayyais, it must be talking that you were Mefarish Mekabal Achrayis. You could say Shemachim, if Shem Hashem is Sachar, there's no Rayas in this Gemara. It's Kidei Esla, if it's talking that Mekabal Achrayis is Mefarish, so whatever he was Mekabal, he was Mekabal. We have no Raya why he was Mekabal.
Maybe the Mekabal
Achrayis
also,
not that it's Mekabal Achrayis, anyway. You know, if you Mekabal Achrayis, it's Mekabal Achrayis, it's Mekabal Achrayis, it's Mekabal Achrayis. No, if you Mekabal Achrayis, it's Mekabal Achrayis, it's Shemachim. So it's a very, very strange thing. The way it works out, the Chof Yaakov says, the way it works out, the machlokes is totally in this shaila. If a guy comes into your house and he says, "Watch this to me," and you don't say anything to him, stama, is that a kabbalah sapphire or not? That seems to be the question. Now, by a yid, it certainly is. By a guy. A guy walks into the house and says, "Watch this to me." Are you being makabal afrayim? Comes out that according to the Rosh, yes, stama is a kabbalah sapphire. And Chof Yaakov says, even if you won't be chayiv in Bezdin, but certainly Dina the Machusa, you'll be chayiv. Because stama, if someone gives you stama to watch, that's kabbalah sapphire.
It's going to do with me, it's going to turn me.
And the parsha of Shaylin doesn't apply. The rules, the particular rules don't apply. But if you're makabal, you're makabal. Now, if the guy puts it down, stamaza, you agree. Certainly, if you take it to your dayan, you get the ma'aseh kibbutz. Stama, it's a different kabbalah sachrayim. There's no parsha shem esafa. But to be chayav of shia, stama, the rush holds, if you're makabal stama from a guy, you're chayav of shia. The mela, the rush is rai, is a rai. The Rambam will hold, like Yishai Gazariah, stama, it's not a kabbalah sachrayim. The mela, it's no rai from the Gemara. Must be talking that you're a makabal afrayim to finish. So it comes out, the machlokes is like a far. I mean, the machlokes are not totally in each other's svara. They're totally in each other based on the Gemara's right. The Rush held that if you're taking some of a guy's stama, you're chayiv of shiv. So he had a raya from his Gemara. The Rambam held, no, you're not chayiv stama. The mela, it's no raya from this Gemara, because this Gemara is talking that you said something to finish.
What does the
Rush of
Gemara say?
Which Gemara? You can keep a lot of taking something stomach, it's about the chayim. Either I just say, I'm not makabal. Or I'm not home, the guy sit in my backyard. He's not makabal, he's to watch it. You know, the makabal is. Or it could be a chakyat, it could be an inhibition. Not if you took it to be a dying, if you just put it down, it could be that. Al Kapanim, it's a far, it's a totally different machlokes, but it's this is the way the Chof Yaakov and the Shaitai see this machlokes. According to the Rosh, Stami Yechayim of Shia, that's the one case. According to the Rambam, no, you have to make a Beferish of Kabbalah. If you look in the Rashi on there, on Bava Merab, the Chof Yaakov says, if you look in Rashi, if kida yetzlai, the Rashi said to him, if kida yetzlai, vik kibbal olav achrayim. Sounds like the Shagazari and the Rama. If kida yetzlai, and you beferish of a kabbal achrayim. Why is that? According to the Rush, you don't have to say that. According to the Rush, stamazai, if you give someone a pekod, it's a kabbal achrayim. So that's mashma like the Shagazari and the Rambam, that you need a beferish of a kabbal achrayim. So that is a Kuda in this machlaikis of Shemachim and Shemesafa. The second machlaikis was the Rambam and the Raizis. That was the biggest tiddish of all this, the Rambam's tiddish. What was the Rambam's tiddish? Now, if someone gives you something to watch, you know, I'm a kabbal afrayim. But he's a tough person, he's going to force you to pay. Then you're even by your own. The Raizis says, no, it's only if you're a kabbal afrayim. Which far is more pashit? More pashit. The Rambam, I like the Rambam. You let the old davar gam mamon kumam and davi. So what? Kumam. Not garam mamon. I don't have to pay. I don't have to pay.
It's going to be garam money. It's going to be garam money.
No, it's not garam money. That halacha is not garam money. If it's going to be garam money, is that he's going to threaten to beat me up? So I'm going to pay. But is that? It's very hard to understand the Rambam. Because someone is going to beat me up and force me to pay, that changes the halacha. I was a makabal achrayim. What was that makabal achrayim?
You really are a makabal achrayim.
What does that mean deep down?
Well, it's deep enough. So, Mela, unless you aren't hard enough.
But you must not be a makabal achrayim. I don't want
to pay you. Yes. You know this guy. You know he's a tough person.
I'm a makabal achrayim. You know what? I don't want to pay you. Not pay you.
Let's say, listen to Shabbat here. Let's say I have a neighbor. He comes in, he says, "Wash my chametz for me." And I tell him, listen, I'll watch your comments, but I'm not makabel any type of achrayus of any sort. So he gives me the chas. And I don't know that he's affiliated with the mafia. I never knew. Pesach passes. If the Pesach, someone tells me, you know, your neighbor, he's an Elite, you know, I think it's done. He's going to force you to pay. Was there ever Bayerah? Huh? Well, Quinn tell me as you are, you never going to remember. If something would have happened to it, I would have had to pay. According to Shalom, it's not. No, it's not when it comes out. According to what Shalom was saying, it's only because I was Makabalit and I knew what I was doing. He's the Hebrew who says, the truth is, it's a big insight. He says, it's not the Achrayus that makes you be able to value Rosh. It's the Kabbalah Achrayus. In other words, it's not the fact that you'll have to pay. It's the fact that you're Makabal Achrayus. You took something knowing full well that if something happens, you're going to have to pay. The Kabbalah Achrayus is a sort of bimus, a certain level of ownership, which you're not with Mayi Masi, which you have to pay. It's not the Achrayus, it's the Kabbalah Achrayus. In other words, it's not the fact that you have to pay, it's the fact that you agreed to take control of something in a way that's going to make it, that you know you'll have to end up paying. What? You, yeah, in your mind, you're the Kabbalah Achrayus. Verbally, you aren't. But in your mind, you knew you're going to end up paying. What's that right? What? Between? No, arrive at home. If you were not a couple and Achrayus, that the other person could take you to Bez before. If he can't take you to Bez and say pay, then you're parking. That's not Achrayus. Arrive is still more partial. The Rambam is saying that you were not a couple Achrayus. But you took Bible from this place. When you took this object, since you knew in your mind that I'm going to have sorrows if something happens, so being that you knew that, so you accepted a certain amount of Bible of the place. You knew you were going to pay. You weren't the Kabbalah Achrayus legally. Really, you don't have to pay. Halachically. The Rabbi says you look at the Halacha. Halacha says you're part of it. That's not Kabbalah Achrayus. The Rabbi is still more partial. The Rambam is a Kiddush. The Rambam says it's the Kabbalah Achrayus, the fact that you take it upon yourself, that you're taking a certain level of violence. And that level of violence, you're even by your rabbi, your mother. It's what's going on in your mind which creates the key of a by your rabbi. In your mind, you're accepting a question.
But if you didn't know that you were talking about,
so of course that'll be an afkamina, according to the Evan Arnold. If you take something from a Gabriel and you don't know that he's a tough person, and your mind, you're not Makabalach, right? So in Achinami, you won't be either. But it's not the Achrayus that does it. It's the Kabbalah Achrayus that does it. In fact, it's your Makabalah Achrayus. That's it.
I thought
it
was a lot of blessing.
You'd be
very
public
to make sure it happens.
But
really, you find out that you
wouldn't
have to pay. You would still.
The reverse? The reverse would be true too, according to the Rambam. If you think he's a tough person, and he's really not, it would be the same thing. Or what? That's right. In your mind, you aren't the Kabbalah Achrayus. In Bezin, you'll be part. You didn't obligate yourself. But in your mind, you took it in a state of violence. And in the middle, you'd be fired to pay. You'll be able to buy your rabbi. Ram says, you're able to buy your rabbi, you must be. If in your mind, you were taking this in a way that makes you the equivalent of a Kabbalah Achrayus. It's the idea in your mind that you're a Kabbalah Achrayus. That's what does it, according to the Evan Osler's Kiddush. And that's a certain level of accepting value. The Evan Osler's Kiddush he uses for the Gemara later. I hope I remember when we get to Bava Metzia. I'll have to come back to it. The Evan Osler's Perek Dalid in Kalmocha Dalid, which is the place where this Rambam is. And he says that Kabbalah Achrayus is a Machayus, not the Achrayus that's a Machayus. It's a Kabbalah Achrayus that's a Machayus. Is a shayla in the Chalkas Yayas, Shuva Sefer, about a Gabbai Tzedakah, who, let's say, is a Gabbai Tzedakah for Tzedakah Shas. So he's the Gabbai, and he had a warehouse full of chametz. Right? He had a warehouse full of chametz, and every Every Erev Shabbos they send out Chametz. It's like after every Shabbos, most shuls. In our shul, we have a closet where we have Chametz. We have whatever it is, cookies and matzahs and not paper thick matzahs. Right? So it comes to Shnat, looks at the shul. So the Gabbai Tzedakah, the one who's in charge, is supposed to sell it on Erev Pesach. Every Erev Pesach, we sell it to the guy together with all the other people's Chametz. We sell that Chametz as well. The Gabbai forgot to sell the Chametz. And Hayyosi forgot to sell the Chametz. The Chametz became Chametz Shavah Lava Pesach. The Shaila is, does it have a dinner of Chametz Shavah Lava Pesach? What is the Shaila? The Shaila is because Chametz is only Chametz Shavah Lava Pesach if it belongs to someone. This Chametz belongs to Tzedakah. Tzedakah is nobody. Just that what? Just that there was an individual who was the Kabbalah Chaim. He's a Gabbai Tzedakah. He's in charge of the Chametz Shel Tzedakah. Okay. So what? So the Chalkas Yaakov said, the halacha is that a Gabbai Tzedakah is also Nisma'i from Re'echa. The Parsha of Shem is Re'echa. A Gabbai Tzedakah is not Mechuyiv in Bezdin to pay for things that he's a Shemer on. Not Mechuyiv, unless he's a Feilish, he's a Kabbalah Chaim. But Samadzai, a Gabbai Tzedakah is not obligated to pay. So he passed because that's not Chametz Shel Lava Pesach. It was in the shul, it was in the warehouse, the whole Pesach. And Lechatchila should have sold it. But there's no knas. No one was Zayver. Abayi Rabayi Matzei. Who was Zayver? Tzedakah is nobody. There's no person Tzedakah. It's just the Gabbai. But the Gabbai is not Chayev Bachu Yusuf. Not Chayev and Echrei. So in the Meila, there's no... it's not Chametz Shel Lava Pesach. A tremendous finish. If you have an institution which is privately owned, let's say you have a yeshiva that's privately owned, one person owns the yeshiva. So it could be if it's tzedakah, but chametz belongs to him. If you want to take him home for supper, then it's chametz shel lava pesach. If you have an institution which is not privately owned, you have shuls, you have different kinds of shuls. Some shuls, somebody has in his house, he has a shul. It could be at the board of directors, but everything. Depends how it's set up, but usually the case is it belongs to him. It's private business, whatever it might be. Nice. There are some shuls which are not that way, which are shuls belong to a board of directors, and when they want to hire somebody, they go out and they hire up. So there would be a difference if it's a privately owned thing. It's an institution. There's no individual who owns it. Then it's not Chametz Shel Lava Pesach. That's the case that he was talking about. Why? Why does he have to sell a chachili? You ask, why does he even have to sell a chachili? I'm not sure. Yeah, but if we determine that the halacha is closer, then sell it.
Yeah, put it with the other. Put it with the other.
There's no other by Rabbi Masai on Hamish or the Russian Hadith on him. You lock it up. Hegdish, quite the way I understand the Gemara, Hegdish doesn't sell. The Kasha is that the Pesach Tshuva says that even though a Gabbai Tzedakah is Potter, that's the Dine Adam. But let's say if Yidei Shemayim, a Gabbai Tzedakah is supposed to pay, he's a Pesheya. And it becomes, and something happens to it. Somebody steals it, he leaves the door unlocked. If someone steals it, then he's chayav to pay Matzeis Yidei Shemayim. Matzeis Yidei Shemayim, by the way, doesn't mean if you're an extra special good person. Matzeis Yidei Shemayim means you have to pay. It just doesn't mean you can obligate you. That's the concept of Matzeis Yidei Shemayim. Every year you're supposed to do things Matzeis Yidei Shemayim. So that means that he really is supposed to pay. The person can't be mechayim. So there's a whole sichsuch. In the later Achrayim, I believe it's in the Kor Kodesh, among others, about whether a chiyuv Matzeis Yidei Shemayim makes something b'achriyusa. Is that enough to make it in your achrayus? What would you say? What is the Shemaim? Does that make it the achrayus of the year?
Yeah, do. Well, that's fine. It's supposed to be
what?
Supposed to be different than any time you're saying. What are you going to say? It's the achrayus.
He's saying that it is. Yeah, what's the sad that it's not? According to the Rises, it would seem to be totally in the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Rises. If I'm not mistaken, that's what it says in the Torah Kodesh. That if you hold, it depends like the Rives, it depends on the halacha. It depends on the chayiv you want. Just like by a guy, it depends on the halacha. But by tzedakah too. What's the halacha? Halacha is you don't have to pay. The makabel achrayis, but he was embedded in the halachic sense. But in his mind, he was makabel achrayis. If a pshia is going to happen, so then he tends to pay for it. So then it would have a dinner from a shomer like that. He had a case where, because a person is more prone, he's able to buy Rabbi Yamatim. If it would be a person who never does what they do, they shemaya, so then he's off the hook. Then when he took the promise of tzedakah, there's no achrayis. But because he's an halacha person, and he would definitely pay what is today shemayim, so because he's from her, he has this problem that it comes out he has a din kabbalat achrayis like the Rambam. I think it's a shalom with that. So we have what? It's not a kasha, but it's a hand I saw the day, it was 50 years ago.
No, that's
not all the way, that's not the next. Well, the Rives is not the Rives, because of Pasha Pshah, I said. Really, Pasha Pshah is like the Rives. Even though once you hear the Evan Oswald, it's a nice story. But Pasha Pshah is like the Rives. If I'm a Kabbalah Rives in Halacha, that's Kabbalah Sach Rives. If I'm not a Kabbalah Rives in Halacha, that's not Kabbalah Sach Rives. That's what it should, that's what everything should come down to. That's what it should, to defend
them.
They would plan to be to pay the Shemayim. Such a case would happen. So we have to call the Gabbai and ask him if he would pay what is the Shemayim. I still think if a Pshia happened, I think most people would pay. A Pshia means you left, if you took the chametz and you put it down on the front stoop and you went to get your car to put it in the car and then you forgot about it. You left it in front of the stoop. That's all. Or in a shul. They leave the candy closet unlocked for the gathering, right? All the kids are downstairs. They're probably in the Chabshir of the zoo, right? So, of course, they're going to take it. I think most Gabbayim would feel, it was a small $2 thing to pay, but if a serious thing was taken, I think they feel like, well, you need to pay. So, if that's the case. You're forgetting something. I thought about that. It's not so. I'm saying you judge it not whether he was Makabla Chayat on a different Shia. Forget about this, Makabla. For a Shia of Geneva, let's say. Let's say he was Peshe and he was a Ghana. That is enough to make it. Right? What you're saying is true in that great disciple, but it's not Nogaya. Because that's not the question I would ask the person. I wouldn't ask, if I would call in this Gabbai and say, if this becomes Shalom HaShalom of HaPesach, would you pay for it? Then I'll create a cycle again. But if he says, I would pay for it. The point is that it's a Kabbalah Sakrayas. Because when he takes the chametz, he has in mind that if a Shia happens, he's going to pay. So he actively has in mind, or whether he's just that type of yid, if something happens, he will pay. If that's the case, then that's enough. It's nothing to do. It's a Kabbalah Sakrayas. There's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. What do you do? Let's say you find yourself Erev Pesach with this Makadim. Sarah Pesach, you were coming to cut from the guy maybe 3-4 weeks ago, you didn't think about Pesach. And now it's in Pesach, and you have the cutting show guy in your shoes. Or it's Erev Pesach, and you see the trouble coming, and you know that if the cousin is bad news, he is a Kabbalah Friday. What do you do? You watch the Aitha, you have any Aitha? You don't want to burn it, you have to pay. Sell the guy's coming. Is that a good Aitha? Sell the guy's coming. If you sell the guy's coming. So what do you do? What? Guy? No, it's his. The Chavis belongs to the guy. Shalat. I just said I'll watch it then. So his. What? But I'm still kind of back for this guy. I mean, I'll put it in the chazer of a guy. That's the shot. First, there are two questions. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says something which... The Mishnah Berurah says... Some place can say bittul works. Bittul. It could be mevatel l'chan. Second. Anybody understand? You're mekabel achrayus, so you'll do bittul.
What's achrayus?
I don't know, what does bittul mean? You're mekabel achrayus.
It's
a peg, yeah. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that bittul works. It is there.
So
what happened to it when you were mevatel it? What changed?
Saying I have a chayus.
Huh?
No chayus.
I only want it.
So I'm being left here by chiyav achrayus? What am I? What? It's just as much guy from mom and after the pukiyah and mevatel it as before. What? Now I owe him money, but I don't really owe money. Really, I want to give him back that thing. I'm announcing to the world that really anybody can take it. But why do I have to say anybody can take it? No more. Well, I could physically take it and throw it down the sewer. But I, it's not that, is it that I have a right to do it? Maybe a second shot. Maybe a shot. The question is what it means. Biyuru Hamira? So Biyuru Hamira means they say. Right? It says Biyuru means get it out. It doesn't say it means destroy it. Biyuru means get rid of it. That's the right one. But, what? No, maybe the shadows might like you say that I'm announcing to the world I don't care if people take it. I don't mind. I'm watching this for cotton. Now I don't mind whoever wants to take it. Why? By being master, whatever I have of it. The guy has something in it.
So it's a problem.
Bittul doesn't work on Pesach. It's a separate question. It has nothing to do with this. I'm talking now about doing it before Pesach. Before this man is there, I'm going to be mevatel the guy's
pesach. The reason you can't be mevatel something like that is because it's not yours. You can't be mevatel.
You certainly can't be mevatel something that's not yours. You don't have to prove that to me. But the question is, I have a certain amount of kayak in it. That whatever I have, I'm mevatel. It's a hard, the truth is a hard concept. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that bittul is not an eitzah because it makes no sense. The Mishnah Berurah says that in the Sechemet it brings down a machlokes. I don't know where in the Sechemet. But he says, the Sechemet brings, some will say bittul works. The truth is, it's a tremendous finish that bittul should work. Yeah, if no one takes it, I'll take it back. It's not enough. The bittul chal. If by the time you have to dissolve it, someone else tells you that. A moment is sticking to you. Well, his other choice is he's going to burn it, and he's going to pay the guy. So instead of burning it, let it be mevatel. Yeah, but if Pesach comes, you're going to have to destroy it. You have a choice. To destroy it, you have to pay your money. And I've been a moment if you're right, but I have a Jew now. Zerah Pesach, he's facing the choice. He has promise of a guy. So Chmara says burn it. There's a choice. If he's going to burn it, or he'll do bifl. Either way, he's not going to return this item to the guy. If he does bifl, he has a chance of getting it back. But if he does bifl, he certainly won't be able to return it. So they're arguing bifl should work. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say who, it says the Yesh Pais. Certainly the Pashta Svar is that it should work.
The entire table is in the comments.
But is it possible to do the Levat with that Chelik? The Chelik is defined. If you're still upright, then it's
we have no idea.
So we need a Hezber why it works. Alright, so I'm not sure. Yes. That's right. But he couldn't burn it a week before, now he's going to burn it. So he's going to become Chabas HaPesach. He's got to do something. So if he can burn it now, maybe he can do bifl. See, the question isn't what right does he have. Everyone's arguing what right is it. Let's say he has a right to do bifl, but how does bifl work? What is the mechanics of this bifl? What kind of bifl is this? I have somebody's thing, I'm watching it, and what am I mevatel? What am I not here? Call it hefka, call it bifl, whatever you want to call it. What am I doing exactly? Very difficult. If I give you something to watch, you can't call me and say, well, something happened to it, but a day before I was mevatel to my achrayus to you. You can't even mevatel because you're going to have to pay for it. Bifl is not going to help, you're still going to have to pay for it. The only thing Bifl could do maybe whatever Bialik gives me, the fact that I'm a Kabbalah Chayis, I don't care about it. Make such a statement. I don't know how it works. How do you not care about it if you have to pay something happy to it? Make a statement because I don't care if somebody else takes the chance. Of course it's true. It's for the year. You don't want to be having a car. So it's true. He stands up, he says, I truthfully don't care about this son. So what? So come into the Gaudi that you're Makabla Farizan. You don't care about it. So what if you don't care about it? You're still Makabla Farizan. Yeah. See, Kabbalah Sakhrai means if something happens, I'll take the loss. But once he is mevatelit, he's accepting the loss of Yom Kippur. So here also, you're saying, he'll be mevatel, he'll say, I'm accepting the loss, I'm going to pay the guy cash. The Kabbalah himself will pay the guy cash on Erev Yom
Kippur.
Whatever the guy gave is a pshat. Maybe that's a pshat. He's a Kabbalah himself, he's going to pay cash. Let me ask you a different age. This is the Machlaikis, the Magen Avraham, and the Ramah. Different age. I have a guy's chametz. The guy gave it to me to watch on Pesach. A big watch before Pesach. Before Pesach, I want to use an Eitzah. I'm going to take this chametz and give it to another guy to watch. One guy Ruben, not Ruben. Whatever his name is, I don't want to say your name because maybe someone's English saying it. Right? Mr. Clinton gave me some public. So I'm watching it, it's Pesach, I can't find the guy. I don't know where he is. So I decide, Erev Pesach, I have another neighbor, Mr. Bush, and I give him the chametz to watch. So now, and he accepts, he's a guy who's willing to watch him too. So he accepts. Does that get me off the hook? The Magen Avraham says, yeah, it gets you off the hook. It's not yours. The Achrayus is now somebody else's. So you're off the hook. Again, the question is, are you allowed to do it? It's a good question. But if your choice is to burn it or to give it, so you can't ask me, are you allowed to do it? The choice is, should I burn it or should I give it?
If I wanted to give it to you, I didn't want to give it to someone else.
Okay, so we'll talk about why. The halacha says you're allowed to burn.
What?
Yeah, you have to. It's a choice. How about right? Question of why. So hopefully I'll get it. But the question is, does it work? think for a minute. Why would you say Alfie's sorrow? Morgan Avraham says it was. So Morgan Avraham says, I gave away to Kabbalah Sachrayis. I know it's not mine. I'm also hooked. There's a major problem with the Morgan Avraham. Well, we're talking about the Kabbalah Sachrayis. The Kabbalah Sachrayis is the same issue.
I'll come to you and say, give the money. It's not
Is he going to be right?
Yeah, because I gave a card to this guy. I think it was
the problem.
Why
is the problem is, if you burn it, it doesn't exist in the Vayera. The question is, if I give it to another guy, does that help?
Why give my chavis to another guy? The
difference is,
that's your chavis.
When you give your chavis to the other guy, you have no connection. The Ramah has a time on the side. Ramah says, what do you mean? If a guy gives me chavis, and I give it to another guy, that first guy is going to come to me. He's not going to come to the other guy. Something happens to him. The other guy runs away. He's going to come to me. He's not going to go to him. I'm the one that's going to have to pay. It's true, I could go to the other guy and bill him. Well, let's say he doesn't have money. Let's say he runs away. I'm still not right for it. No, I'm giving him as a cut. I'm not selling it. The questions are giving to Shmira. I can't sell it. It's not mine to sell. So I want to give it to him to watch. He's going to watch. His watching it. Is what does that do? He's watching it for me. I was watching it for the guy. My achrayus to the guy is still an achrayus.
What if we gave it to Shimon and his lady, and that roommate and the daycare over the place? Who would go?
Shimon tell the guy, go get it from the lady? Only if the original person's mask is to hand it off.
No,
you don't know that if you can't. No, you have to pay. I get it to you. So the Nesivis says that there's such a thing as mesirat achrayus. You could give over achrayus. It's hard to understand what he means unless with the Evan Ozel. Evan Ozel said that the ikar of Kabbalah achrayus is the fact that you're accepting a certain amount of ownership in it. Maybe I could hear the words that I accepted a certain amount of ownership, and by passing it on to someone else, I gave that level of ownership away. So I still have the achrayus, but not the Kabbalah achrayus. Not easy to understand. You can take a look at the Golden Simon top now. And it's a tough question. Now, a number of people asked about how you could burn a guy's chametz. It's a theory like between Dine Mominis and Halach. Well, if it says burn it or throw it to the Yam, it's not yours. How is the person permitted to do it? So, first of all, it probably could be that the Dine is that the Halakha overrides the Dine Mominis. But it happens, just so happens to be that the stipler in the beginning of Bava Kama, Simon Amos, stipler declared, am I allowed to be magic your thing? And I put it to pay. Because I have a BB gun, I want to practice shooting. So your window is across the way. I want to try see if I can shoot out your window. Okay? I am not. I'm an honest person. Look, if I hit, I'll take the window. Why did it come to mind? I remember in camp we had a BB gun. We tried not windows, but balls, light bulbs. Some people were good at it, and they missed. People were bad. They hit. So, are you allowed to be mad at someone? Saying, you'll pay for it. If you hit, you'll pay. The thrill is worth it. Right? So, light bulb goes. So, the thrill of hitting the light bulb and making the camp go dark, it's worth it. You're willing to pay. Are you allowed to do that? What's the Aveira? The disciple says, where's the Aveira in the Torah? He says, you're not allowed to take things from people. In the Pasha of Mazik, it doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to be mad. Says, if you're Mazik, pay. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't be Mazik. For Laish Merenu, Shalom Yishalom. It doesn't say Echiyot, they're not alive. What? Alright, the Rabban Fes says something in Shem Reb Chaim. The disciple has different mahalos. The disciple's mahalo, which he says he found in the Rishash, is the Kal V'chayim from Hashavas Abay. Madach, if someone has an Abayda, you have to return it to him. Kal V'chayim is not allowed to cause this thing to be an Abayda in the first place. Madach, you have to be Meshiv and Abayda, you have to undo an Abayda. It certainly can't cause somebody an aveda in the first place. If you take this pshat, it would seem to come out from the disciples. But that's true only by yidden, we're in the parsha of Hashavas Aveda. But goyim are not in the parsha of Hashavas Aveda, we see that, you know, that maybe there would be no issue. Upset, so might be delivered. But you're not a garment, you're a magician of pain. It's not a shayla of Ganeda. It's a shayla of being a magician. So to be magician, maybe, but it should be magician. Saying this just for their fulfill, I'm not sure it's so. A guy's a baby you pick up. No, a guy's a baby, you're not supposed to return. No, you need to return. A guy's a baby, even after some shows a day, you're not supposed to return.
No. The thing we call to the shame.
Could be a return to the shame, but I'm saying that Kalachaymer is not a Kalachaymer. I say this, what I try to do, I try to cover a lot of short spaces today. And there's another shy. There's no end to the shyness that come up with this sugya. I want you to know that the Hayamid Beis and Afav are the main sugyas of the first parak of Sukkim. Even following the days a little, but these drushes are the main sugyas. Obviously, they define Ba'yirah, Ba'yimaseh. There's almost no limit. If I want to give a shiur on shaylas, that could come up. It's interesting. We have an interesting shaylas. Talked about in Rising Bakery. They have cakes. How does it work? The cakes go to a supermarket. The ones you're familiar with go to Jewish place. But a lot of them go to non-Jews. So they go out there, go to Jewish places. They're Jewish place, make sure there's no Chamash Shabbat over there. Some of them go to places that are owned by guys. Let's say it's in the ShopRite. ShopRite's owned by Jews. Let's say it's in Walden. Walden's owned by guys. So there's kind of cake. Now the rule, the way they work, the cakes get put there. Whatever cakes are not sold, the business takes back. And that's fired, not only right. Things and whatever other companies are. Right? They put in the cake, the chametz. And whatever doesn't get sold, they're not right to take back. So the shaila was that they used to go around Erev Pesach and collect all the cakes. Or could they leave the cakes in the place over Pesach? And the next time, after Pesach, he goes to make his delivery. He makes his delivery, he takes the old back. And he puts in the new. But if he mechuyev to go Erev Pesach to collect the cakes.
There's only four chutz, only seven.
And the first thing you should have said is the Beis Shalach. It's Akrai, even if it's considered Akrai Yisrael, it's the Beis Shalach. But I wasn't sure if that's even called Akrai Yisrael. Because if it gets stolen, the store takes the loss. No, if it gets stolen from the store, let's say the package, somebody was walking in the store and they pulled out all the cookies and the package was there with no cookies in it. So they didn't take it back. They didn't pay for it. Akrai is the store. I don't know if it's the flour, it's not Shel Yisrael, it's not Shel Yisrael. What? No, they buy it. That's what they buy. They pay for it. They pay for a full meal. They make a pendant. They're 3 days later, they pay, hopefully. What you mean is the Shabbat, the Shabbat, not the Shabbat Yusuf. Shabbat. I don't think it's the Shabbat, not the Shabbat. I really wanted to sue the Gemara up to sue that. Tomorrow we're going to cover a lot of ground, believe that there. Tomorrow we're going to cover a lot of ground. Please be prepared to go past the Sudas on the next Sunday. Now, those of you who have already gone ahead, I didn't see in the shelf, there's a Bishop Shmuel on Sukkim. We have a nice piece on Davar Gar Lamam and on two, which we're going to do very briefly in the